It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lackawanna Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel right before he goes to Canby to see all the fish there in the fishing contest. Okay, we're going to start things off talking girls basketball with Dylan Erickson. And Dylan, here a week ago you were in South Dakota and picked up a great win for yourself in overtime.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, exactly. About this time, we were bouncing our way on a nice coach bus thanks to the Hoops Club and people who donate. So we appreciate that so much. But bouncing our way down to just south of Brookings, about 20 minutes, to Coleman, Egan High School. And, yeah, took on Esteline Hendricks. So kind of a cool deal. That's why I enjoy the summer basketball so much, is you see a lot of teams you don't see throughout the year. And this is kind of the same thing. A team that, you know, really not a whole lot about other than watching some tape on them. And same with them to us. So kind of fun to go in this one a little bit blind, just to go out and play. And we ended up coming away with a much needed victory. It was a really good game, though. We were up four at the half, and it was pretty much back and forth throughout that whole half. We sat in a little bit of a zone and picked up full court and turned the pressure up a little bit, and that got us out and ran and got us a few early easy buckets. And it was a just a little adjustment in the second half, how we were going to, defend what they were trying to do against our zone in the second half. But we had held them to 15 points, so we were feeling pretty good that we were going to sit in that zone for the majority of that second half, and we did. And we had the lead with about a couple minutes to go, and they ended up tying it up, and it was kind of back and forth a little bit. And then we got a stop. They scored to tie it up again with about 30 seconds to go. And as we come down with about 20 seconds, and I use the timeout, and we drop a little set to try to get Callie free in the inside a little bit, try to get something towards the rim with not get to the free throw line, with it being tied 35-35. And girls went out there and executed, and it was pretty fun. Callie hit that turnaround. We got her freed up, and she hit a nice little jumper from about 6 feet out, and took the lead with they ended up putting a 2.5 seconds left on the clock. To give them a chance and give Esteline credit, Hendricks the credit, they got a really nice look from three with 2.5 seconds to go. That it looked right on line, and I thought it was good when it left her hand. But again, we came away with that victory of 37-35, so a much needed victory for our girls. You could just see how excited they were, when Callie knocked down that shot and being in a game in that kind of situation, and then just a sense of relief too. Just it's been kind of a battle, some ups and downs, and January can be a grind, and so just to get that one and have something go our way like that, I felt the relief and a much needed win, and I was really happy for the girls for their effort and everything that they put into that game. So
statistics on the night.
Yeah, Callie Kahn led us in scoring with 14 on the night or on the afternoon. Brooklyn Olson had 4 points. Casey Tweed had 4 points. Reese Kuzman came in there for some spot minutes, and she got in the first half or first quarter. And had got a bucket and a couple free throws. She had 4 points. She was a nice spark off the bench. Again, just add a little more depth there for us. Afton Shelstead had 7 points. Again, she had back-to-back threes within a couple possessions and late in that fourth quarter tie it and then one to take the lead. So out of an eighth grader stepping up like that in big-time moments like that was huge for us. And really only our two made threes on the game, too. So they were really, really key. And then Brindley Brewston had a bucket for us, and Aiden Bond again had 2 points for us as well to round out the scoring for the night.
Good. So after the game, then you probably went someplace as a team and had a meal then, too, a little bonding together.
Yeah, it was also a fun time, too, is when you get that far away and you get to take the nice, comfy ride there. And we ended up stopping at Buffalo Wild Wings and having a meal together, and and laughing and joking a little bit, and so that's fun to hang out and get to do some things like that, you know, where it's not just practice or just games and it's repetitive. We get to go do something a little bit different after the game, or, you know, and so it's always fun to do then to come away with the win too on the day, just to make it that much sweeter.
That's for sure. And then you two games this past week, Tuesday and last night.
Yep, correct. We welcomed KMS, a really solid team. I think they're 17-4 coming in to play us. So again, coming off a really nice year last year with a bunch of kids back. Aislinn Hacker, you know, one of the better players in the conference as a senior this year. She's their all-time leading scorer. And again, they pick you up full court, pressure you the whole time. But again, we've grown a lot in that category just because every team, whether they press or not, they put some kind of full court pressure on us, whether it's man, zone, odd front, even front, half court, three quarter court, trap, whatever it is. We've seen it. So again, we've done a lot better job handling that. Again, just against pressure, we've struggled to score the ball consistently, just like kind of like we did against KMS in that first half. But Aislinn Hacker came out and had 10 of their first 11 points in about the first 4 or 5 minutes, and
wow.
And so we decided to make a adjustment, and we went to like a little more of a box and one, had a girl follow her around and kind of spread out the court a little bit, and we're going to force somebody else to try to beat us. And to our credit, or give the girls credit, until late in the game, where she had a couple late threes with a few minutes to go, we had held her to 5 points from about the 13-14 minute mark in that first half to about the 4 or 5 minute mark in that second half. We had held her to about 5 points. So again, did the assignment, understood it, and went out and executed. I guess other girls stepped up. Leah Wagner stepped up. She had 22 for them, and Silas had 14, and they got a 6'1 freshman in the inside.
Wow.
They had 9 points. So some other girls stepped up. Again, we did a better job scoring the basketball consistently. Again, they just had a little too much firepower for us to stay with them offensively. But again, defensively, I thought we did a pretty nice job for the majority of it. Handled the pressure much, much better than we did the first time. Score doesn't really indicate, you know, what the game was really like, because it was definitely more of a competitive game than the score reads. So we ended up dropping that one 70-36. Again, just scoring has been kind of our issue. You know, getting Eva back into the mix a little bit, and girls still trying to find their way without Maya a little bit. So a lot more pressure on them, seeing different coverages, and you know, and having to step up and score the basketball a little bit more. We're still trying to find that our way a little bit. But I thought defensively our effort was good enough. If we could have kept up enough offensively, again, score doesn't really dictate how that game felt. Personally, for me.
Okay, and then statistics on that game.
Yeah, statistics, again, like I said, slower going on the offensive end, but Callie led us with scoring with 8 points, and Ashton Shelton as well with 8 points. Aiden Vaughn had 7 points. Brindley Brewson had 6 points. Casey Tweet had 2 points, and Brooklyn Olson had 5 points as well. Callie had 7 rebounds. Brooklyn had 3 rebounds. Casey had 4. Ashton had 6. Or 8 rebounds, excuse me. So, again, didn't shoot the ball the best in the free throw line as well. We only got there 13 times and only made 5 of them. So, again, when we give ourselves chances to get to the line and execute and things like that, we got to take full advantage of opportunities like that.
Okay. B-Squad?
B-Squad night, they beat them the first time around. And, again, just needing some more help on the varsity. We've cut some halves down on some of those kids. So, ended up dropping that one. On Tuesday, but we did get them the first time around, and it would be nice to get them a second time as well. But again, just more kids. I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself all the time, but a lot of girls just playing different roles, handling the basketball, playing on the perimeter instead of inside, and having to get comfortable in with that. So again, it's all good experience for them.
Okay. Then last night.
And last night we welcomed Ortonville. Again, a team we fared pretty well with the first time. Playing them there early in the year, but they've got a couple kids back from injury, and they've been scoring a lot more points and playing a little bit better as of late. So you just never know going into a game like that exactly what you're going to get. So we got out and picked up full court in a little zone press early and stretched that lead and got out to a pretty sizable lead to start the game. I was proud of executing and things we were doing. We were efficient offensively, and were moving it well, and then defensively too, we were taking passing lanes away, taking angles away, and did a nice job in that zone too, forcing them into some traps, forcing them into some tough ones, and we did a good job rotating again. As we go forward, we're going to lose some size next year with Cali, and you know that's kind of been the emphasis too going forward. We're going to have to make this game a lot faster game, and it's going to be a lot longer game as far as we're going to be picking up full court a lot more often, I think, to wear these teams down a little bit with not having as much size on the inside to try make them play on the perimeter and use some time on the shot clock. So again, we're just trying to get that into our mold and understanding timing, anticipation, and angles and things like that as we move in and go forward. And so I was really happy with our effort. Went into halftime up 31-3 again. They struggled to score a little bit. Our defense was solid. But again, we just talked at halftime at that point that we wanted to, you know, do the things that we're taught and things that we do, not do things that we're not supposed to do or we don't teach just because maybe we can get away with it at times. Because next week when you welcome in the maybe top two teams in the conference back-to-back nights, Thursday, Friday with McCray and Prinsburg, a lot of those things you aren't going to get away with, and you don't want to get in bad habits and things like that just because you think you can. So, again, stayed solid. But they came out of half, and they went on a 6-2 run to start the half and call a timeout and talk things over. Again, we're a little sloppy, a little lazy on some things. But anyways, we ended up coming away with a 57-18 win on the night. Again, any win's a good win. I won't ever take a win for granted. And, just proud of the girls for their effort and just taking care of business the way they should.
Okay. Statistics on that night?
Yeah, and Cali led us with scoring with 19 points and 14 rebounds last night. Again, it was just a force inside, went to her early and often and made that an emphasis again just to get her touches early, and if things start collapsing, then we can open up things from the outside and have some driving lanes. But just proud of her effort. Aiden Bond had 11 points for us and 3 rebounds and 4 steals. Again, doing a nice job. I put a lot. I know I talked last night after the game, but I'm just really proud of her. I put a lot of pressure on her handling the basketball and being a leader out there with the basketball, especially without Maya. And I know it's been hard and not easy at times, but again, she's only going to grow, and she is growing, and you can see the game slowing down for her, and she's starting to make reads earlier and see all things develop. So again, just really, really proud of her effort. I know it's been a little bit of a grind for a season of her, but she's only going to get better, and we got a couple more years with her too, and I can I'm excited to see where it goes for her. Brooklyn Olsen had 8 points for us and 8 rebounds. Casey Tweet had 2 points for us. Reese Guzman had a free throw. Ashton Shelstead had 7 points for us, going 5 of 6 from the line. Eva Traeger also had a bucket for us. Brindley Brewston, 7 points too. Again, the game's still starting to slow down for her as well as she gets it back into the kind of the swing of things again, only being 60 or 70% and really gutting through her calf and shin deal she's got going on. So just really can't say enough for her for gutting it out and giving us what she can on a nightly basis as well too.
Okay. B squad on the night?
And B squad came away with a thriller. It was back and forth. They were down a half, down late into the game too, but Reese Kuzman made a bucket with about, I can't remember exactly, 5 or 10 seconds left to go on the clock, and ended up getting a defensive stop on the other end and coming away with a victory this time. I know they got beat by a couple last time they played them there, the B squad, and this time we got the better of them. So good effort out of those guys as well.
Good. Well, you mentioned you have a couple next week, and you get 3 practices in before Thursday and Friday back-to-back.
Yeah, kind of unheard of a little bit at this time of the year, you know, getting 3 of them in a row. But, we'll take all that time we can to clean things up and just slow things down again and work on some things that, you know, get put to the side a little bit when you're playing game after game. But so it'll be nice to reset a little bit and cover some things. But, yeah, we're going to welcome in, you know, 2 of the better teams in the conference, especially in the section as well. McCray with a lot returning from last year's state runner-up, and Prinsburg probably a top-5 team in state in my mind as well. And they just battled it out, and it was a 4 or 5 point game for the most of that game between the two of them. So yeah, we're gonna have our hands full next week. But if you want to see some really good basketball, Prinsburg, you know, they have the Dunnett girl, and they've had a team that's been gelling together for a few years now. That's really, really good. And then McCray brings in Gabrielle Jansen, who's going to Mankato State, but maybe one of the best, if not the best player in Class A, and probably a top 50 girl in the state in basketball. So we'll have our hands full with 6'2 length there, can shoot it from about 35 feet and take you off the bounce. And so she's a really tough matchup, but be fun to get that experience and play against those guys and see what happens.
Okay. Well, you're busy today with both elementary boys and girls tournament out at school, the future Eagles. You go
yeah,
out and
had,
watch them.
We've had basketball rolling since 8 a.m. this morning, four courts going, and it's going to be a long, full day here. We start at 8, and I think some of the last games tip off at about 3, 4 o'clock. So okay. Full grades, full teams, and, yeah, it's going to be a fun, full day of basketball for everybody.
All righty. Well, thanks for the report this morning, and best of luck on Thursday and Friday against two real good teams. We'll see how much you have improved over the year, and we'll talk all about it next Saturday morning.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Go Eagles.
That's Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. We'll be doing boys basketball with Joel Voorhees after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll want to shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. Why? Well, Kip has some great specials in January. Fresh beef cuts, 10% off. Pork, beef, and variety bundles, 10% off. Or pre-order ground chuck, $6.50 a pound. The Country Butcher in Dawson, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. January specials at the Country Butcher is perfect for filling the freezer this month and warming up winter meals. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant Michael Tislin from Chaska, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels. Propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls. Watch Prairie Sportsman airing Sunday nights at 7:30 on Pioneer Public Television. Join host Brett Amundson and adventure into the world of outdoor sports and the science of natural resource restoration. Top it off with a toast to local artists, cooks, and brewers. That's Prairie Sportsman, Sunday nights, 7:30 on Pioneer PBS.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We're talking now with Joel Voorhees, the head boys basketball coach. And they had the same type of deal on Saturday. Last Saturday, they went to South Dakota and played a game there and then had some fun having a meal together and bonding a little bit as a team. So, Joel, let's find out about your past week of basketball.
Okay. Last Saturday we went out to Coleman Egan and we played Oldham Ramona Rutland. It was a very tight game. We played quarters out there. They had us the first quarter 11-7. We caught up in the second quarter, 18-12. Third quarter, we had a little lull, and they got us 14-8. And fourth quarter, we managed to get it into overtime with us pulling 16 to their 12. And then in overtime, they had 8 compared to our 6 for a final of 55-57. We had our chances down the stretch there. We got up by a basket, and we got a steal in there, and I don't know if I couldn't call time enough quick enough, or we just haven't had the experience of having the lead late in the game, and we tried to force it in for a layup, and it unfortunately was a jump ball, and it went to the opposing team, and they came down. We fouled. They made one out of two at the free throw line. On the second one, they missed, and we knocked the ball out of each other's hands. We had that ball secured, and it ended up with a Oldham Ramona Rutland player, and he hit a three. So that's kind of how that game ended out. We had our chances to pull off the victory, but just down the stretch, we haven't been in those situations where we've had the lead and not much on the clock anymore.
Okay, yeah.
So finishing some with the stats from that game, we were 14 out of 37 compared to their 21 out of 51. Three-pointers, we were 4 for 21 compared to their 3 for 13. Free throws, we had the upper hand there with 15 out of 25 compared to their 6 out of 15. The rebound battle, it was close. We had 38 to their 43. Steals, close again, 11 to their 12. And turnovers, we had 20 compared to their 21.
Okay.
And some individual stats. Tanner Tilbury led us, was scoring that night with 14. He also had 12 rebounds, so he had a nice double-double and two assists and two steals. Aaron Bond, the freshman, he had a nice double-digit game with 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Nolan Smith had 7 points and was a high guy for our 7 rebounds. Jackson Fernalls chipped in 7. Griffin Kranz had 5. Grant Bierke had 5. Elias Alonzo, Gavin Tasto, and Tanner Callis all had 2 points apiece.
Okay.
So that was a fun game.
Yeah.
It was a tight one, which we wanted, and those ones hurt a little bit more when it's so close in the end and you have your chances and the agony of defeat on those ones.
Yeah, that's right. But then, like I mentioned, you got together and did some bonding and had a good meal. So
yeah, we rode the coach bus out there, and we stopped in at Buffalo Wild Wings and had a meal there and sang happy birthday to Easton Fernalls. The guys were just belting out happy birthday. I don't think I don't think the restaurant really appreciated how loud we were, but we weren't ashamed to get one out for Easton.
Yeah, they're used to that, so yeah.
Yep.
Okay, then this past week, you had a pretty busy week.
Yep, we had 2 in there. Going right into the start of the week, we were at Renville RCW on Monday. That was another, it ended up closer in the second half. But the first half, we kind of dug ourselves that hole, 23-41. And then in the second half, we did win the battle, but it was just not enough. We had 35 to their 31, finishing of a score of 58-72. So it did get closer in that second half, but the damage was already done in the first.
Right.
We had the same field goal attempts, 17-42 compared to their 17-42. They just had 6 more threes than us. We were 4 for 25 compared to their 10 for 24. Free throws, we were 12 of 17 to their 8 out of 14. And we did win the rebound battle that night, 47 compared to their 37. So that was nice to see. That's one of the emphasis that we had in our pregame was, can we out-rebound? Can we really emphasize getting on the rebounds offensively, defensively? Assists, we had 14 to their 18. Steals, we won that battle with 11 out of 11 compared to their 10. And turnovers, we had 22 compared to their 16. Some individual stats for the night. Nolan Smith led us with scoring with 11. Tanner Tilbury and Gavin Tasto both had 9. Griffin Kranz had 8. Noah Arndt had 6. Grant Bierke had 5. Thomas Emmis, 4. Carter Moan and Aaron Bond both had 3 apiece. And Noah Arndt had his 6 points probably within 20 seconds. It was all in the last little bit of the game, but he got up and defended full court and had 3 nice steals, 3 layups. So that was good to see that he didn't stop playing the game. Leading our rebounds for the night, Grant Bierke had 10, Griffin Kranz had 8, and Gavin Tasso both, Griffin and Gavin both had 8. Assist leader was Aaron Bond with 4 and Gavin Tasso with 3. Steal leader was Griffin Kranz with 4. And our block leader for the night was Gavin Tasso with 4. So that was good that he had a second jump in his legs every time defender got close or the offense got close to the hoop.
Yeah, good.
So that game, it was a competitive game, but like I said, it just got out of hand right away in the first half, tailing by 18.
Right. Okay, how about the B squads? C squad.
B squad and C squad both pulled that off.
Okay.
Very nice games. And then on Thursday of this week, we played Mineota.
Okay.
And in the first half, we had 21 to their 32. In the second half, we had 29 compared to their 31 for a final score of Lac Parle 50. And Mineota 63. For field goals, we were 16 out of 45 compared to their 17 out of 32. 3-pointers, we were 3 out of 20 compared to their 7 out of 27. Free throws, we were 9 out of 14 compared to their 8 out of 10. The rebound battle, Mineota won that with 47 compared to our 34. Assists, we had 5 to Mineota's 10. Steals, we had 12 to their 15. And we did win the turnover battle that night, but just didn't win the game in the end. We had 21 compared to their 25.
Yeah.
It got close in the second half. We went on our little run, and we cut it to a 7-point deficit. But that's all the further we got before they started to swell the lead a little bit more.
Okay.
Some individual stats on the night.
Yep.
Tanner Tilbury had 13 points. Jackson Fernholz had a nice game of 9 points. Gavin Tasso had 7. Caden Stender was 6. Nolan Smith was 6. Thomas Emmis with 4. Grant Bierke with 3. And Griffin Kranz with 2. Our top rebounder on the night was Nolan Smith with 12, Grant Bierke with 5, and our top steals on the night were both Nolan Smith and Aaron Baum with 3 apiece. So, I mean, the last two games, I know it didn't come out our way, but it was closer than we thought it was going to be with going in compared to their records, and guys just kept playing, and it was good to see that we had that competitiveness come out in us, and we played tip to buzzer.
Okay, good. How about the B squad and C squad on the night?
Miniota are on the night for the Miniota game. C squad, they lost that one in a tight one in the end, and B squad got the victory. So on the season now, C squad is 11-3, B squad is 12-6, and varsity is 1-18.
Well, you got a busy week coming up. I think three games, two scheduled and one makeup.
Yep. We have Wabasso coming to us on Monday night. Then we have our Lakeview makeup game at their place on Thursday. And then we travel to Ortonville on Friday.
Okay.
So a big three-game week for us.
Okay. And like the girls, Dylan said, you're out at school with a busy day with the elementary tournament for the boys and the girls, and that's the future of basketball at Lacaparo.
That's true, and you can see it at the younger ages. They're just so pumped up to play, and any chance they get an opportunity to get on the court, they're thriving in it. And it's good to see. In Phi Ed class, they always want to get up and down, asking about some dribbling skills. But, yeah, the girls are going on right away in the morning, and then the boys will follow up in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, it's fun to watch it for you to go out and see what the future Eagles will be like.
That's
great.
Yep.
So, well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck in those three games, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me again, Mr. Newman.
You bet. That's Joel Voorhees on boys basketball. After the break, we'll be talking wrestling with Hank Ireland.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison. In theater number one, it's The Story of David, animated movie based on the biblical story of David. Admission to that is free this weekend for everyone, courtesy of an anonymous donor, so no charge to see David any night this weekend at the Grand. In theater number two, Song Song Blue. If you like the music of Neil Diamond, you'll like this one. That's Song Song Blue, rated PG-13 in theater number two. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand. It's Saturday, January 31st. We say happy birthday to Dan Lee in Dawson, Jody Ahrens, Travis Mork, Kevin Boffin, Carrie DeVos and Canby, Ashley Breberg, Julie Rebine, Erica Wolfslager, Jim Ramo, and Don Butler. Sunday, February 1st, happy birthday to Shayna Bornhorst, Lori Schwendeman, Tammy Bremseth, Josh Faulness, Hannah Lean, and a happy anniversary Sunday to Paul and Joyce Iverson. Hope you all have a great day and a super weekend.
Picture this. Soft lights overhead, open skies, and a moment that feels straight out of a love story. At The Vine, our pavilion blends rustic romance and natural beauty for weddings that feel effortless and enchanting. With twinkling lights and open air, celebrations feel personal. Located in Southwest Minnesota, The Vine is where love gathers. Now booking 2026 weddings at thevinemn.com.
I'm with Monica Boffin here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I'm full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? Whole boneless pork loin, just $1.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $2.79 a pound. Get a 4-pound bag of King River Navels, just $3.99. Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer, with a bag of groceries and carry them to your car.
Back at the radio station, talking wrestling now with head coach Hank Ireland. You had a busy week, starting last Saturday with the ninth grade league individuals, and I think the state tournament is today down in the metro area. Just one United wrestler, but there was a number of people. It's only take two people to the state tournament, but a number of people won matches, and that's good for the future United wrestlers, Hank.
Yeah, we had a good showing. Made a lot of guys place, and a big tournament that one is. That's one class, so it's got all three classes in it. And like you said, the top two qualify for state. And yeah, we had a lot of guys win matches. Brantley Baker went 1-2. Teddy Bothan ended up placing third. Matthew Bothan took fourth. Trent Bothan took fifth. Colin Rosendahl was third. Tristan Kospolt got fifth. Ivor Heinrich took seventh. Lincoln Sancher took fifth. Yeah, and like I said, Griffin Johnson took first. He was 3-0 on the weekend. He wrestled well, and he qualified for the state tournament that's going on this morning. I think it starts up at 10. Jake Bothan and Mike Coyle are up in Champlain Park with Griffin. So he should have a good showing down there, hopefully. It'll be fun to follow along and see how he does.
Sure. Okay.
That was Saturday, yeah. And then Tuesday we had a quad in Dawson. We had our senior night and the youth wrestling, so the, a lot of people there, great environment. We started off with Worthington. And Griffin Johnson lost by a major decision. Then at 114, Matthew Bothan ended up getting injured and had an injury default. It was tough to see Matthew get hurt. Unfortunately, his year is over now. He had a great year, great freshman year for him, so too bad for him, but he'll be back and ready to go for track and all the summer activities. At 121, Eli Olson won by a major. Braden Jaden got a pinfall. Gavin Mortensen got a pinfall. At 139, Ivor Heinrich lost a close 6-5 decision. Then they had a few forfeits in there. Ben Gunnlaugsson, Lincoln Sancher, and Cam Sather won by a forfeit. Bentley Boffin won by a fall. Ryan Rohde won by a pinfall, and then Gabe Lawler won by a forfeit. Making the final score, Dawson Boyd, Buck Parle, Montevideo United, 52, and Worthington, 19. And then our next opponent was New London Spicer. We knew that one was going to be a good one. They're one of the top teams in the north side of the section. And Colin Rosendahl and Griffin Johnson started us off by getting pinfalls. Eli Olson won by a forfeit. Braden Jaden lost by a pinfall. Gavin Mortensen won a close one, 9-7. And Ivor Heinrich ended up getting techfalled, saving a team point there. Ben Gummickson won by a major decision. Lincoln Sancher lost by a fall. Then Cameron Sather won by pinfall. Bentley Bothan ended up getting pinned in the first period. And Brian Rohde won by a fall to clinch it for us. And then Gabe Lowry lost in overtime, a close one, 4-1. And we forfeited that heavyweight, making the final score United 37, New London Spicer 32. That was a big win.
That was
two big wins.
Yeah, a big win for section, both team and individuals. Yes.
Yeah, and then last duel of the night, we went up against Mineota. They're ranked number 4 or 3 in Class A. So, you know, they're a good team. Colin Rosendahl and Griffin Johnson both lost by a fall. And Eli Olson won by a decision, winning 9-4. Gavin Mortensen won by a touchfall. Then Braden Jaden and Ivor Heinrich lost by a fall. Ben Gunnlaugsson won by a pinfall. Cam Sather won a major decision, 13-5. Adrian Specht ended up getting pinned in the first period. Bentley Boston got pinned. Brian Rohde won by a pin. And then Gabe Lauer and Josh Cran both lost by a fall. Making the final score, Mineota 48, United 24. So 2-1 on the night. We had our senior night, recognizing all our seniors. Great group of kids we have. Yeah, great to see the fans and the parents all there, too.
Yeah, there was a nice crowd there. By all four teams were represented by their, or were followed very well that evening. Good crowd, made a lot of noise.
Yep, and then Thursday we went to Marshall. They're a tough team as well, and Griffin Johnson started us off and ended up losing a tight match 5-2. Eli Olson won by a tech fall 20-4. We bumped Colin Rosendahl up to 121, and he lost by a pinfall. Then Braden Jaden lost by a fall. Gavin Morrison won, or lost a major decision. Colin Shocker won a 7-0 decision. That was nice to see him tough out a little injury he's got. Nice to see him tough it out and go out there and get a win for us. And Ben Gummickson lost in overtime. It was a close match, back and forth. And Cam Sather won by a fall. And then Christian Norenberg and Bentley Boffin both lost by a fall. Brian Rohde lost by a major decision. And Josh Kranz and Gabe Bowery both lost by a fall, making the final score United 14, Marshall 50. Yeah, so that wraps up our section opponents that we've seen. So that should put us about the 2 seed in the North, Marshall being the 1. We have one more week of regular season left, but we don't wrestle any more section opponents, so right. That's where the seeding should fall anyways.
Yeah, kind of a milestone there for Cameron Sather on Thursday night.
Yeah, you got his 200th win. That's a huge number.
Gosh, yes.
Crazy to think about. So yeah, congratulations to him to get 200. Yeah, and then last night we went to St. Cloud and wrestled the quad against 3 AAA schools. It's kind of nice to go see them and teams you don't get to see and teams you're not going to see again. Just go and wrestle hard. And as each duel was a good one, not just for us, but for all 4 schools there. It was,
where in St. Cloud was that? What school?
I was at St. Cloud Tech.
That's like a college campus, isn't it? It's a beautiful facility.
Yes, it was. Not, I think it's only a couple years old, but a very nice school. And St. Cloud Tech and St. Cloud Apollo, they make the St. Cloud Crush is what their team is
called.
Yeah,
and I think Cathedral's in there, too. St. Cloud Cathedral. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was. We started off against Chaska Chanhassen. And Colin Rosendahl won by a major decision. And Caden Envilton lost by a fall at 114. At 121, Eli Olson won by a fall. And Gavin Mortensen and Braden Jaden won by fall. Ivor Heinrich lost by a pinfall at 139. Lincoln Santer lost by a fall. And then Ben Gummickson won by a pinfall. And Cameron Sather won a major decision, 12-1. Christian Norenberg lost by a fall. And then Brian Rohde and Gabe Lowry won by pinfalls. And then we forfeited up at heavyweight, making the final score 44 for Team United. Chaska Chanhassen, 30. And then Monticello was our next opponent. And Colin Rosendahl started us off again with the tech fall, 17-0. Caden Envilton lost by a pinfall. At 121, Eli Olson won by a tech fall 15-0 in the first period. Then Braden Jaden and Gavin Mortensen both won by fall. Kevin Izaguirre went out and got pinned late in the first period. Then Lincoln Sancher won by a forfeit. Then Ben Gummickson and Cam Sather both won by a fall. Christian Norenberg and Brian Rohde, Josh Kranz lost by a pinfall, and then Gabe ended up getting pinned to end it at heavyweight, making a final score Team United 40, Monticello 36. So that was a tight duel there. Good to come out on top of that one.
Right.
And the last duel of the night was St. Cloud Tech. Or St. Cloud
Crush.
Yeah. Crush is what they're called, yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Rosendahl came out and won again by a pinfall. He went 3-0 on the night. He's stepping up there with Griffin Johnson. Wasn't wrestling today since he's didn't wrestle last night since he's wrestling today at Ninth Grade League. So it's good to see Colin step up and go 3-0.
Right.
And Kate Edmondson lost by a fall at 114. Eli Olson won by a fall. Braden Jaden won a major decision, 17-6. And Gavin Mortensen lost a tight one in the double overtime criteria, 3-2. Kevin Izaguirre lost a close one, 7-4. Then Ben Gunnickson got a pinfall in 38 seconds. Lincoln Sancher won by a forfeit. Cameron Sather ended up winning by a pinfall in a minute 3. And then Christian Norenberg got 172, lost by a fall. Brian Rohde lost by a tech fall, 16-1. And Gabe Ulrey lost by a fall. And then we forfeited heavyweight. It was a tight duel in making the score. Team United 34, St. Cloud Tech 35. So we did. St. Cloud Tech just pulled that one off.
Yeah.
2-1 on the day. A lot of good wrestling and good way to end a busy week. Like you said, today Griffin's wrestling over in Champlin Park. It'll be fun to follow along and see how he does. And then also today, over at Toppers in Montevideo, we're having a fundraiser, a meat raffle for the Team United. So,
okay,
you want to win some meat and support the Team United, come over to Toppers at 2 o'clock. I believe that starts. They have the horse racing and meat raffle going on.
Okay, good, good. And I think you finish out your regular season next Friday night.
Yep, next Friday night we go out to Canby. And we're going to do a youth super duel as well. So I believe it's going to start at 5 or 6. I'm not sure if we're going to start at 5. Start a little earlier because we are going to have the JV mat going on one mat. And then the super duel for the youth. So all youth, all United youth and all Canby youth will come and we'll pair them up, wrestle them,
okay,
get as many people in the stand as we can, and then once that's done, at about 7 o'clock, we'll lower the light and have the varsity wrestle under the light, so it should be a fun night of wrestling.
Yeah, and they're a ranked team in Class A, too.
Yeah, they are. I think they're 10, and they just beat number 5, Painesville, earlier this week, so yeah, they're right. A real good team. It should be a good duel.
Yeah.
We've wrestled, seen a couple of their kids in individual tournaments, so kind of got an idea of both teams do of what's going to happen, and it should be a fun night.
Okay. Well, that ends your season, and the following week on Thursday will be the first round of the team. Like you mentioned, you will be seeded number 2 in the North if you should win that match, or it might be 2 matches. You would wrestle a week from then, or the weekend on Saturday down in Fairmont. But you'll have a home event, I think, for the first round.
Yeah, we should have a home event, and it'll be nice to have that, and then get to the Final Four would be a good goal for our team, and then go from there.
That's right. Okay, well, anything else, Hank?
Yeah, that, like you said, Cameron Sather, that's a huge accomplishment for him, getting the 200. United's only had 2 other kids make that. I know Dan Gummickson just came up short a couple years ago. He was at 199, so.
Okay. Well, his brother's got a chance to reach that too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's closing in on 200 as well. And then the only other 2 kids that made it for Team United were Sam Haas. He got 202, I believe, and Cameron just tied him last night.
Okay.
And then I think Ryan Swenson got to 209.
Wow.
Yeah. So Cameron's closing in on that. Hopefully he can keep it going. And I know Ryan's cheering for him to break his record, too. So that'll be good to see if he can do it.
Sure. Okay. Well, best of luck against Canby, and hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hank Ireland on wrestling. With that, we'll take this break and finish out the Culture Show after this.
My friend was thinking about suicide, so he called 988.
I was really struggling, so I texted 988.
I didn't know where to turn, so I reached out to 988.
The 988 Minnesota Lifeline offers free 24/7 confidential support from trained local staff. If you're in crisis or just need to talk, call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. Paid for by Mental Health Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
hey there, it's time to celebrate. Ole and Lena Days kicks off with the Midwinter Community Celebration on Saturday, January 31st at the Rock Dining and Events in Granite Falls. They got appetizers, games, silent auctions starting at 5:30 p.m. Stomp the snow off your boots with live music from Seal Bridges Band. You betcha that music's so good. Grab your tickets, just $35. More info at GraniteFallsChamber.com. Oh, for fun.
Grab your girlfriends and come on down to Gnome Town Grounds for Galentine's Night. Laugh, sip, and get creative as you build your own flower arrangement with Parle petals. Your ticket includes the flowers, tasty snacks, and fun mocktails. Yes, please. The coffee bar and retail shop will be open too, so treat yourself while you're there. It all happens Thursday, February 5th at 6:30. Advance tickets are required, so get yours now at GnomeTownGrounds.com. Galentine's at Gnome Town Grounds in Dawson, Thursday, February 5th, 6:30, because girls' night out should be this cute. Looking for the best cut in town? Well, grab your lucky charms and head down to the Porter Fire Department meat raffle, Saturday, February 7th, starting at 5 o'clock. Cold drinks and all for a great cause. Support your local heroes and bring home dinner. That's February 7th, 5 p.m. at the Cut Loose Tavern in Porter. We'll see you there for the Porter Fire Department Meat Raffle.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to close out another Culture Show. But first off, the dance team on Thursday defended their crown for the Camden Conference champions once again in both high kick and jazz. And I think Yellow Medicine was second, and who was third?
McRae.
In both.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And they got sections next Saturday.
So things are winding down. That's always fun in Montevideo. And people go there and camp out overnight sometimes so they can get a decent seat. So that's amazing. That's how popular dance line is. Well, I'm going to close out with some questions. There's really no answer, but you can think about what happens. In a furniture store, is there ever a day that mattresses are not on sale? Number two, if a deaf person has to go to court, is it still called a hearing? And number three, how did the man who invented the first clock know what time it was? Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.